off the truck and truck. We throw ladders. We break down doors. We have three trucks in our department, and then we go to all like the major buildings in our town and just kind of go over, you know, like hypothetical situations, and like where all the exits are and all that stuff. But each training gets progressively harder. And then there comes the time where you have to go to a training school in order to get nationally recognized. I think it's for 24 weeks, I believe. And you do all components of firefighting. So it's engine, truck, and then rescue. And so that deals with five live fires, live burns. And that was actually a lot of fun, but I'm sorry, getting off tangent, but ritual-wise, I don't know if we have any, like, rituals per se, like what we had before a lacrosse game, just because...
So is there anything, what I was thinking of is, like, do you guys do, like, a certain dinner every night of the week, or, like,
yeah,
you know, before you head out, everyone hits a same plaque kind of thing, or anything like that?
Yeah. We do a dinner every Monday night after training. And then we do a breakfast every Saturday morning. And then Saturday mornings are when you kind of clean the rigs, clean the stations, and just make them, you know, like presentable. But dinner every Monday, switches every week, and people often either cook or they pay to order. It's actually pretty good food. And then Saturday morning is like breakfast food. And then October is fire prevention month, but usually one week, and different departments do it at different weeks. Ours was the first week in October. Okay. And then that just goes on, for the community to show them, you know, what we do, how we train, how we put fires out. And that's an annual thing, and every department in the country has that, which is kind of cool. So you share that with every department in the country, which is awesome.
Very cool. What about, like, so I know you're saying you're in training. Have you been on any, like, actual calls yet, or have you not been?
Yeah. I've been on probably 100.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been on a good amount. Guard City is kind of more on the quiet side. So it goes by demographics. Like in the poor neighborhoods, you see a little bit more fire action because they come in the colder months.
Okay.
People start like heating their houses in like kind of janky ways. Like they'll just leave their stove running, stuff like that. Yeah. So when it's colder, we get called to other towns. And so I've been to about 7, 8 fires, like pretty good working fires. All started different reasons, and then been to a bunch of like motor vehicle accidents, couple of dead on arrivals, which was wild. Oh, wow. But
jeez, is there anything you would do while you're in the truck to like prepare yourself for a call you're going to or anything like that, or do you just kind of run with the flow when you get there?
So in the truck, you have the chauffeur who's the driver, and then you have the highest ranking firefighter. So it's usually either a captain or a lieutenant sitting shotgun, and they tell everyone in the back their position. So a lot of the time I was, I just grabbed the hooks and pretty much go in. And then you could have the ladder. The ladder job is essentially you just put up as many ladders as you can to the windows.
True.
And then you have, two guys with hooks, and you have an OV guy is walking around the entire building looking for other fire spots or victims or whatnot. But again, there's multiple trucks going, so you'll have kind of the same position within three different companies.
Yeah.
But rituals, they just kind of tell you your position, and then they always say, you know, stay safe.
Right.
Stay with a partner.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Awesome. thank you. That's really helpful. I guess, like, shifting gears a little bit, are there any, you're saying you've been to quite a few calls, were there any stories that you thought were particularly kind of like eye-opening or like almost unbelievable, or were there, have you guys talked about stories around a dinner table or something where you're like, oh, there's the myth about this always happening in Garden City, or is there anything of that sort?
Yeah, so we have a group meet with everyone in the department.
Okay.
And we'll bring up like annual fires. Like we have a secretary, and he brings up, you know, today's what, November 4th? November 4th, 2015, who can name the fire that took place on the west end of town? And like people guess or whatever, and then they just kinda talk about like that fire. Obviously I wasn't around for that time. But, yeah, they, certain dates they always bring up, and then the people who are around it kind of talk about it. I'm trying to think what else. What was the other part of the question?
I guess, like, any other stories where you've...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say the craziest story that I've been involved was a motor vehicle accident. Like, right around the corner of my house, I'd say about 2 minutes away from my house, we got notified for a spill meaning, like, car and tree, car and building, whatever it is, gasoline, antifreeze, all that stuff we can get out of the car, so we just kind of go and clean that up.
Yeah.
And then when we arrived on scene, we got notified that it was a pin job, meaning that there is someone trapped inside the car. Now, the girl was dead on arrival. Like, the car, she was, I think, in a Nissan Altima, like a pretty small car like that. And she was heading, just for the sake of the story, north into a different town. And she was flying, and these intersections where the streets are, like, huge speed bumps. So she went flying into oncoming side and landed against a tree. So her car, going from, like, 15 feet long, went to, like, 5 feet long. Like, it was literally just smushed.
Wow.
And her body was just, like, a bag of bones. But we had to, like, break open the window. Like, everything was just shattered, so we had to get all the extrication tools out, go through the middle, and basically pull out a lifeless body. I wasn't qualified on the tools then, so I was just kind of like standing there. This was when I was a little bit more newer in the department.
Sure.
So I was, that was the first time I actually saw like a dead person.
Jeez.
Just got, not funny, but.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But yeah, that was pretty eye opening. Like, you see some wild, wild shit, and then, you know, just, you hear stories of like the town over. Like, there was a massive fire, I want to say a year ago, and three people jumped from the second story and they all died because they couldn't get out of the building.
Wow.
That's the town over from me. We didn't call, we were on standby for that one, but that was a pretty wild story that we heard. Luckily, all the fires that I've been to, no one has been injured.
Okay.
Besides
that is
the motor vehicle accidents, but I mean, houses have been completely just totaled, but luckily no one has
been seriously
injured.
Wow. Yeah, that's eye-opening. That is something else, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That's actually really helpful. That gives us quite a good boost in our variation in who we've been talking to. We're talking to the Hanover Fire Department on Wednesday as well, so I'm sure they'll have some other stories and maybe some Dartmouth-related incidents.
Yeah, I'm sure. There was a fire my sophomore summer, 7 West.
Really?
I think it was 7 West, yeah. There was a house over there. I'm always talking to it was 7 West.
Did you guys see it at all, or were you down there, or no?
It was blocked off, but you could smell it.
Yeah.
I think it was on, like, the second story. So it wasn't 7 West, there's a house, like, right next to it.
Okay.
It was the summer of 2016, But you could smell it. We saw the smoke from TDX. So it was pretty wild, but that's something that you could bring up to them.
Yeah, that's crazy. I remember my freshman fall, the dorm in East Wheelock lit on fire during the
Oh, night. Shit, yeah.
Yeah, you guys were off, but we were all in McCulloch with me and Matt Parker's dorm, and we look out the window, we're like, oh, who's having a cookout? And it's the chimney that's falling off the roof.
Yeah, that's fun. Wow.
Luckily, no one got hurt there either, but that was
yeah.
also something else. But yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks, man.